This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
In the same chamber where the Democratic-led U.S. House brought impeachment articles against him, President Trump delivered the State of the Union address last night, his third of his presidency. He touted his accomplishments, of course, but also painted a positive picture going forward.
In just three short years, we have shattered the mentality of American decline, and we have rejected the downsizing of Americans' destiny.
After his speech, Democratic House Speaker Nancy Pelosi was seen tearing her copy of his address in half. The ADP private payroll jobs report out this morning shows the creation of jobs had its best month last month since May of 2015 at 291,000 new private sector jobs created. The government's jobs report comes out Friday, and this is USA Radio News.
Hello, this is Wayne Allen Root, relentless conservative warrior, middle-class warrior, and always Trump warrior. I have a message for my fellow patriots across America. President Trump is making America great again. He's the only president of my lifetime who is keeping his promises, and his biggest promise is to build that wall. President Trump can only do it with our help. If Congress won't fund Trump's wall, we will. President Trump is one man against the world, and what globalists and socialists around the world want is clear, open borders. It's time to take a stand. We either build the wall, or it's the end of the greatest nation in world history ever blessed by God. That's why I founded the Root for the Wall PAC. 63 million Trump voters together will raise the money President Trump needs for the wall. Anyone who donates $100 or more will get a beautiful commemorative wall brick. Display it proudly. Call 844-ROOT-WALL. That's toll free, 844-ROOT-WALL, or go to rootwall.com. We will build this wall together. Call 844-ROOT-WALL or go to rootwall.com. Root for the Wall PAC. Paid for and responsible for the content of this message. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee. Rootwall.com.
The impeachment trial of President Trump will conclude today as the U.S. Senate holds a final vote on whether to acquit him of the two articles of impeachment brought against him by U.S. House Democrats or to convict him and remove him from office. The former is expected rather than the latter, as the Senate is Republican-led and they've remained unified on the matter. Kansas City will shortly be holding a Chiefs Kingdom Champions Parade today through downtown streets to celebrate the Super Bowl champion Kansas City Chiefs. Parade organizers are predicting over a million people could be lining that two-mile route. Although several inches of snow are on the ground, the Chiefs beat the 49ers on Sunday in Miami to win their first Super Bowl in 50 years. The Culinary Institute of America in upstate New York honoring famed graduate Anthony Bourdain, naming a scholarship in a main school hallway after the chef who took his own life in 2018. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Friends and family, did you have a great night's sleep last night? I did. I'm healthier than I've ever been. I work better than I ever have. And you know what? You can have that health. You can have that good night's sleep if you order a MyPillow. Try it. Mike Lindell guarantees it. He's got a 60-day money-back guarantee on the MyPillow and a 10-year warranty. Go to MyPillow.com. Click on the Radio Listener Special. Use my promo code USA or call 1-800-951-8175.
An American automaker issues a recall, as we hear from USA Radio's Wendy King.
General Motors has updated a December recall for the 2019 Chevy Silverados, GMC Sierras, and some Cadillac CT6s, since the fix in the initial recall caused a brake failure problem. GM initially recalled the 2019 model vehicles in December to fix a software error that was found in the electronic brake controls that could cause the vehicle's anti-lock brake systems to shut off. GM said the software update used for the last recall disrupts the electronic brake control module when the consumer starts the vehicle using the OnStar app. The new repair involves having dealers reflash the vehicle's electronic brake control module with a new calibration that resolves both the issues. A stop sale order was placed on all vehicles until dealers fix them.
The co-creator of the TV series MASH is dead. Gene Reynolds was 96. He passed away of heart failure at a medical center in Burbank, California on Monday. Reynolds was nominated for 24 Emmy Awards, and he won 6, including for Outstanding Series for MASH and twice for Lou Grant. And they're gathering in Kansas City, as later this morning they'll be stepping off with a victory parade for the NFL champ Kansas City Chiefs. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
I took my family on a vacation like the one you're about to hear about, and we had an amazing time. And the best part about it was the price.
If you're looking for an amazing, fun-filled vacation for you and your family for an unbelievable price, keep listening for details on how you can get a fabulous four-day vacation for just $99. Westgate Resorts has been a leader in affordable vacation plans since 1982, and now you can choose from over 10 beautiful resort destinations across the United States, like Orlando, Florida, or the Smoky Mountains in Tennessee. So whether you love world famous theme parks or the tranquility of nature, Westgate Resorts has your next dream vacation. Plus, if you're one of the first 100 to call, we'll tell you about our $29 Las Vegas special. Call right now to book your amazing vacation for only $99.
800-883-1612. 800-883-1612. Call 800-883-1612.
This advertisement is being used for the purpose of soliciting sales of a timeshare plan. Restrictions apply. Go to westgateterms.com for complete offer terms.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
You better stop me. What's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.
6 minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here. Good to have you along with us. Already last year went so fast, and then this year is screaming down the road. And before you know it, we've got the Lenten season underway. And I've got to tell you, last year was one of the best Lenten seasons that I enjoyed. It was just a real special time that I felt like, it was important for me to just really drill down into what Lent is all about and, you know, about sacrificing and all that, that God has given us in terms of the blessing of Lent in preparation for that Easter Sunday. And anyway, as I said, it turned out to be one of the best. And I was sitting there thinking, okay, I need to find a devotional for this next year, because I used one last year that was very rewarding, and I happened to hear about this author, Asherita Chuchu, and she had done something, for the season of Christmas Advent, and so it took me a little bit to get a hold of her, and meanwhile, unbeknownst, I find out that she's doing a Lenten devotional, and I said, I gotta get a hold of her. I gotta talk to her. I just so appreciated her heart, and here she is right now. We're gonna be talking about her new book, Uncovering the Love of Jesus. It is a Lent devotional, and see if, after our conversation, if this doesn't bless you, well, I'll tell you, just reviewing it, I found it to be so meaningful that I think this is going to be my book that I use this year, Asherita. I want you to know that. So thank you for coming on the show.
Oh, Bill, that means so much to me. Thank you so much for having me on.
Well, yeah, I'm glad to have you on, because you're such a blessing. I mean, your story is, it's what the Christian walk is all about. We've all, have our own stories to tell. And the word says that he who knows their God will do mighty exploits. And I insist it's not about the exploits. It's more about knowing who God is, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly. And truly, he calls us to know him and to love him. And Psalm 16 tells us, in his presence is fullness of joy, and at his right hand are pleasures forevermore. And that's really my heart, is what I want listeners to get today, is that joy of being in God's presence.
Well, let's tell your story. I mean, you grew up in Romania as a missionary kid, right?
Yeah, so my parents are Romanian, and my dad was a pastor under the communist regime, so they had to leave because of persecution. Mm-hmm. And we arrived in the U.S. when I was one, and then communism fell, so we went back to Romania as missionaries when I was seven. And it was incredible, Bill, just watching mm-hmm. God call hundreds of people to himself. We worked among the gypsies there, and at that point, it was pioneer missionary work, because no one was reaching out to the gypsies. They were a social outcast group. Mm. And so to see these amazing men and women come to know the Lord and their lives radically transformed by the power of the gospel. It was like living the book of Acts.
Wow, yeah.
Watching the Holy Spirit do what only He can do. And so from a very young age, I trusted Jesus with my life. I asked Him to be my Lord, to do what He would do with me. And it has been a nonstop adventure ever since.
I bet. Well, you know, and I had a chance, you know, to visit a communist country after the curtain, you know, had come down, and it was quite interesting to observe, because you could still sense the darkness, because it hadn't been that long. You had this feel of dark and foreboding in that country. And you thought, wow, this is what communist does. It just, communism just puts a shroud of darkness. But you could also kind of see the demarcation of the light coming in, which I thought, wow, you know, that's, it's totally a God thing then, you know, as the lights start to come on.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I would say I just grew up with stories of faithful men and women who, even in the darkness, continued to allow the light of Christ to shine in them and through them at great cost to themselves. I have people in my family who have given everything to follow Jesus, and loved friends who went to prison, who were tortured, who lost their jobs so much that they would turn around and say, it was all worth it. It is always any sacrifice is worth following Jesus.
Yeah. Ashrita, this is the thing I find to be so remarkable. You know, as you say, you're living out Acts, where, you know, people's faith is such that they're willing themselves to take up their own cross. I mean, you know, that's said in such a way that some people think it's so trite and, you know, it's just Christianese. But, you know, for those who have experienced the taking up of their own cross and they're willing, you know, to put it all on the line because of their faith and their love of God. You know, I look in contrast and go, you know, who else? Who else would you do that for? And, you know, and it just stands out as such a stark contrast that people are willing, you know, you talk about Acts. I mean, here people are being impaled and lit up, you know, to mark a runway to the palace. And these are people of faith, and they're being persecuted and abused in ways that are unconscionable. But they're willing to do that because of their faith. I mean, that just speaks such volumes, you know, that it's hard to even wrap your brain around it unless, you know, by comparison, you know, we complain because we get a hangnail, and here's people that are, you know, they're so beyond the hangnail inconvenience that for the sake of others, I mean, because it's not about themselves anymore. I mean, you talk about willing to die for yourself for the sake of the gospel, because what it is that what has changed you and what is available in Christ is it's just insurmountable.
Yeah. And I think what's remarkable, though, if you read stories of Christians who are being persecuted even today in closed countries in the Middle East and in parts of Asia, is that it's one thing to suffer in your own body for the sake of Christ. I feel like it's a whole other thing to turn around and then love the person who is inflicting pain. And yet those are the stories we read time and time again of God's love being poured into these people, and they're so consumed with His love that they then turn around and love their persecutors. And that's something that we are all called to do. I mean, it looks different for those of us in, you know, 21st century America, where we have religious freedom. It won't look the same as our brothers and sisters in persecuted church. I think we're still called to pray for them, absolutely, and to stand by them in that way. But we have that same call. Jesus,
exactly.
The world will know that you are my disciples if you have love for one another. And I think that's a call that Christians today need to hear and take seriously, that we are called to lay down our life and to love others, especially those hard to love.
And, you know, as you say, by comparison, in these oppressed countries where, you know, dictators have the boot of their government on the throats of the people, and the way they're being abused. And here, you know, we are in 21st century America, as you state, and it's a hangnail experience compared to the kind of abuses that, you know, women and families have had to undergo. But yet for those that have, you know, have received the gospel and believe in the message of Christ, it is something else altogether when you see them demonstrate God's love, right? We've got more from Asher Reed after this.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Are you looking for senior care for your mom or dad but don't know where to start? Hi, I'm Jen London with A Place for Mom. Nobody knows your parent or loved one better than you, and nobody knows senior living better than the experts at A Place for Mom. They've helped thousands of families find the right place for their mom or dad.
I was so glad that I called A Place for Mom. My advisor really listened and was truly my partner in finding senior care for my dad. She went out of her way to get to know him as a person and was always there whenever I had a question.
The senior living advisors at A Place for Mom partner with thousands of families every month, listening and offering local knowledge and advice to help find the best senior living communities across the country. And it's a free service. Here's the number.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-359-3360.
There's a place for answers. A Place for Mom. Call today.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-359-3360. That's 1-800-359-3360.
Attention! This is a public notice from the Social Security Disability Helpline. If you're one of the millions of Americans who are disabled and unable to work, you may be eligible for disability benefits from Social Security. Receiving benefits is your right. If you suffer from physical or mental disability, whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied, we can help. We'll evaluate your situation and deal with Social Security on your behalf. Best of all, there's no fee until you receive your benefits. Remember, we only get paid if you win your case. There are many reasons and conditions that may make you eligible for disability benefits. Many of them you may not be aware of. So if you're disabled and unable to work, call now to get started with your free, no-obligation consultation.
800-368-0123. 800-368-0123. That's 800-368-0123.
Your program, your calls, your opinions. Bill Martinez, live.
Not holding anything back because we're fresh and independent just for you as we pursue the truth no matter where it leads, Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. We're back with you 19 minutes after the top of the hour. Asherita Chuchu continues with us. Don't you love her name, Asherita Chuchu? You could have been a disc jockey. This is Asherita Chuchu. I love your name. This is awesome. But
my dad made it up.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it means, it's Hebrew, and it means God is my happiness.
Oh, Lord, perfect. That is perfect. Gosh, you just, you know, don't you love it? I mean, it's interesting, you know, like God himself gives us our name. He sings his name over us. And and here's your father, you know, by revelation, giving you a name like Asherita, huh?
Yeah, I have my own kids now. And I just think it's such a beautiful opportunity to bless our children with significance and meaning and pointing them to God. So, yeah, we had a hard time naming our kids because of that. Like, I have a lot to live up to.
There. You go, yeah, thanks a lot, Dad. You really set up the bar really good for us. You know? So, that's outstanding. Asherita is a best-selling writer and speaker and wife to her high school sweetheart and mama to three spunky kiddos. That'll keep you young and active, won't it?
Oh, man. It keeps me on my toes for sure. And
well,
need of grace.
amen. Well, we want you to experience the best that Easter has to offer this year. And she has written a Lent devotional, Uncovering the Love of Jesus. Asherita, how did this come about, this book?
Yeah, so I didn't grow up observing Lent. I grew up evangelical, and it just wasn't something we did. Mm-hmm. So it wasn't until I got to college that I went to a Christian university, and all my friends, I mean, we're millennial, and they're all asking me, what are you giving up for Lent? And I was like, what?
Mm-hmm.
I didn't think we did, like, why are you asking this?
Yeah, right.
So it was,
yeah, I'm an evangelical. We give up something every day, you know, so we don't need just Lent to do it in, right?
yeah. And so that just started me on a journey of really learning about the history of Lent and where it came from. And I was surprised to learn that the early church, the disciples of the disciples, observed this period of prayer and confession and fasting in the season leading up to Easter. Now, different churches did it differently, and over time it became kind of standardized into what we know as Lent today. And of course, as humans, we have the tendency to turn anything into a checklist, right? Trying to manipulate God and say, well, if I do this, then you do that. And for evangelicals, it's more like church attendance or reading the Bible every day or, you know, not cussing. You know, we have our own list.
Mm.
And so when the reformers came around, I think rightfully so, they reacted to the liturgical calendar in this way of trying to earn salvation.
Mm.
But I think in rejecting that, we've lost some of the beauty of rhythms to our year, and a call to a purposeful practice of some of these spiritual disciplines. So a few years ago, as I was learning about Lent and kind of trying to reclaim the season in my own life, I started studying the Gospels and looking at Jesus' life leading up to the cross, specifically looking at 1 Corinthians 13. You know, that's the chapter that we often hear at weddings, that love is patient, love is kind, it doesn't boast, it doesn't get easily angered. And I thought, if God is love and Jesus is the physical manifestation of God on earth, then it would make sense that we could look at his life through the lens of 1 Corinthians 13 and see, how was he patient? How was he kind? And in what ways did love manifest in his life in personal interactions? And so I spent a year studying the Gospels, looking at Jesus' interactions with people, and I was just blown away by the magnificent and the magnitude of Jesus' love for the hardest to love people.
Exactly.
I mean, we know that he loved the tax collectors and the sinners, and I think we just kind of become familiar to that phrase. But when you bring that to 21st century life, like, he loved the people on the opposite end of the political spectrum.
Mm-hmm.
He loved the people who were on the opposite end of the social ladder or the economic ladder. He loved the people who were opposite to him. And he loved his enemies, too. I was so struck by this last scene. He's in the garden hours before he would be crucified, and the high priest comes with the soldiers and his servant, and Peter pulls out his sword, cuts off the high priest's servant's mm-hmm. ear, and Jesus reaches out and heals him. He hadn't been asked to do that. No one expected him to do this. This was his enemy who had come to arrest him, and yet Jesus loves this person with no expectation of release or lenience. And that is the last recorded healing in Scripture that we have of Jesus. And he did it for the hardest to love person. That just amazes me.
Yeah, it really is. You know, and that's the thing about Jesus and his life and his ministry was he came not to judge. And that's the thing. When we judge, we short-circuit God's love that goes mm-hmm. through us. And when you look at others the way Jesus did, I mean, here he was as the Redeemer, as the Savior coming to save, you know, the lost sheep of Israel initially, and knowing that in saving the lost sheep of Israel, he was going to save the Gentile nations as well and bring them into the fold, and knew that, he knew that God's creation, those that he loved so much, and we're all knuckleheads going our own way. We just didn't know better. And Jesus looked beyond that to that higher calling, not only of his own calling, but the high calling in each of God's, you know, purposeful designed humanoids. And, you know, when you think about that and I try myself in trying to, you know, capture the heart of Christ so that, you know, I look at others, you know, and those times that I do, when I can look at others and have those Jesus moments, you feel like, oh, wow, you know, but you know it's not you. It's Christ in you that's doing this. And it's precious and magnificent. But by the same token, you know, I want to encourage people, don't get frustrated because you blow it. I mean, this side of heaven, we're going to blow it. But you get back up and you have another 15 seconds and grasp for a Jesus moment, right?
Yeah, well, here's what I find fascinating is I think sometimes we just try to muster up more love on our own.
Right.
But the Bible tells us that love is the fruit of the Holy Spirit in us.
Yes.
And so it's only when we fix our eyes on Jesus, when we comprehend the vastness of his love, of God's love through Jesus for us, mm-hmm. that it's like putting a vase under a faucet of water, and you turn on that faucet and the water pours up and it fills up that vase. And when it's full of water, it can't help but overflow. And I think that's what God wants for us. He wants it. Paul prays that the eyes of our hearts would be enlightened and opened, that we would comprehend the magnitude of God's love for us in
exactly.
Christ.
Exactly. Right.
So that we would then pour out that love toward others.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, a life of sacrificial love ought to be the mark of those who follow Jesus, but not I'm trying harder to love this person, but
right.
I can't help but love this person because of how much God has loved me in Christ.
Yeah, that's the thing. We get in the way of it, you know, because we think it's us. And as soon as we do, then, you know, we've missed it, you know, mm-hmm. you know, to your point. And then we end up wearing ourselves out, and it's so tedious and that sort of thing. And we've all fallen that. But, you know, for the Lenten season, it's such an opportune time, you know, for us, whether it's a new wineskin or, you know, that we're developing, you know, for this season to be able to contain maybe a fresh new perspective about our walk with God. And you know, the sacrifice and that we offer, it's more than just giving up chocolate or maybe a bad habit. You know, the opportunity is to embrace, you know, as you say, as much as we can, the total dimension, the height, the breadth, the length, the width of God's love that's right there, you know, for the asking, right?
Absolutely.
No. Well, congratulations on the book. It is such a blessing. Thank you for doing this. It's a Lent devotional, Uncovering the Love of Jesus, from Asherita Chuchu. And we're going to link it on our website. Book available at all the usual places, right, Asherita?
Absolutely, well? Yeah. Anywhere you can find it. And you can also text the word LOVE, the number 33777, and I'll send you something right to your phone to help get you started for the season of Lent.
Oh, awesome. Okay, again, the text, what's the number again?
Text the word LOVE, L-O-V-E, to the number 33777. I'll send you a family Lenten activity guide.
Now that the Fed has cut interest rates by 0.25%, chances are you're paying too much for your mortgage or those high-interest credit cards. Well, my friends at Network Capital Funding can show you an immediate and smart way to save big money on those monthly bills. In fact, their clients have been saving an average of $528 a month and improving their FICO scores. Imagine what you could do with an extra $6,300 a year. So what are you waiting for? Call Network Capital Funding funding now. 800-700-8068. We're a direct lender, so there's no middleman and no wasted time. The process is uniquely fast, simple, and secure. These are the best rates we've seen in 10 years, so now is the time to save. Call the experts at Network Capital Funding. 800-700-8068. That's 800-700-8068. Not licensed in all states. NMLS ID number 11712. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Business Oversight under the Finance Lender Law number 603D78. An equal housing lender subject to credit approval.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
In the same chamber where the Democratic-led U.S. House brought impeachment articles against him, President Trump delivered the State of the Union address last night, his third of his presidency. He touted his accomplishments, of course, but also painted a positive picture going forward.
In just 3 short years, we have shattered the mentality of American decline, and we have rejected the downsizing of Americans' destiny.
After his speech, Democratic House Speaker Nancy Pelosi was seen tearing her copy of his address in half. The ADP private payroll jobs report out this morning shows the creation of jobs had its best month last month since May of 2015 at 291,000 new private sector jobs created. The government's jobs report comes out Friday, and this is USA Radio News.
Balance of nature, changing the world one life at a time.
I'm loving my balance of nature. Since I started, I have not gotten one cold. I kind of fight everything. I get a little tickled, but it goes away.
It's just amazing the difference I felt. I want you to know how much I appreciate the counseling and so forth and your attention to your people. I have been a pretty big advocate for the balance of nature. I don't know how many truck drivers have asked me, how in the heck do you keep going at 88, 89 years old? I said, balance of nature. If they want to really enjoy some good health, get on balance of nature.
Experience the balance of nature difference for yourself. For a limited time, you can receive a 30% discount and free shipping on your first preferred order of balance of nature. Call 800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
You didn't think they'd get away with it, did you?
Oh, I had my doubts. I'm telling you, between the mainstream media and all the stuff that they're shoving our way, is it any wonder? Don't you feel a little bit like a, like one of those mushrooms, you know, just kept in the dark and just fed all this manure? Welcome to the world of fake news, especially after what the president did last night. He didn't even have to mention impeachment. I mean, did he bury that or not? I mean, with the State of the Union. I mean, it's just like the contrast. You're hearing all the promises made, the promises kept, what the country is going through. Boy, I'll tell you, I think overall, in a general context, you know, not including the Democrats, because I don't know that anything would satisfy them unless somehow they could wave a wand and either Hillary Clinton or Nancy Pelosi would be in the Oval Office. I'll let you imagine that for just, okay, I'm sorry, I didn't mean to scare you. But anyway, short of that, they probably, wouldn't, it wouldn't be enough to get them, you know, standing up and applauding America's success. I mean, forget about the parties. I mean, just American people out there. You know, Democrats, independents, Republicans doing better than they've done in a long time. And this is all in 3 years in spite of the resistance and all the fussing that's been going on there. Hey, with us right now is Karen Catalina. Catalina, it's always good to have her with us. I don't know why I want to say Catalina. I want to give you an A. You know, maybe that's it. She's a commentator,
well,
columnist, and talk show host. Go ahead.
Most people call me Cataline.
Cataline? No, Cataline.
No, it's
Cataline. Yeah, Cataline.
Cataline.
Yeah, exactly, of course. And
right.
Anyway.
So good to talk to you.
Hey,
I've missed you.
Yeah,
I've missed you, too.
Yeah, so what did you think about last night's State of the Union?
It was phenomenally entertaining.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And the morning after, I noticed, I took 3 pages of notes about my impressions and everything. But overall, I woke up this morning to see a Huffington Post thing that they called Trump's speech combative. Don't you love it?
Yeah.
I mean, do the leftist strategists and those politicians truly see something different?
It is combative. It's combative to their ideology. Their ideology that America should not be free, that they cannot, exercise their First Amendment or Second Amendment rights, that they have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. They only have the right to experience a life that they so dictate. And they've made that clear, have they not?
They've made it clear, but I don't know. I think you're giving them too much credit. I think there's a huge percentage of the people on that side of the aisle right now who are as disingenuous as could be. They know darn well that they are trying to put one over on the American people and claim that Donald Trump is this terrible person that he isn't. I mean, yeah, there are some people on the bandwagon who will believe anything and consider that combative, but I'm just always fascinated by motives. And the motive that I see is they cannot afford to give an ounce of credit to this president because their own skins are on the line. That's really what it's all about, as I see it.
Well, their vision, their future vision for America is a socialistic America. That's why Trump's called them out for it. I mean, it's obvious. You know, they think, it's all packaged and, Bernie Sanders or Elizabeth Warren. No, it's throughout the party themselves, and this is why it's imploding on itself, is because, look at the empirical data, Karen. It doesn't substantiate their policies. If anything, it confirms that their policies are destructive. I mean, we got a pretty good taste, I think, with 8 years of Barack Obama. And do we want to go back, to those years when, the welfare rolls were climbing? You know, we had Obama phones for everybody. We had the hijacking of our healthcare system that we're still, trying to get out from under. And, and that's a whole nother discussion altogether. But, this thing, the Democrats want to blame the Republicans. Well, it's the Democrats. The Democrats single-handedly, unilaterally gave us Obamacare that just turned health care in the United States on its head.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And that's the ideological perspective that most Democrats cannot afford to tell the truth, that they really are. Many of them are connected to the Communist Party. And so they've been professional liars. I interviewed just recently Trevor Loudon. I'm going to do it again soon. He's the only guy, I'm sure you know him. I mean, he's the only guy who does absolute research on this.
Exactly.
And shows that most of these people are professional liars because they can't afford to tell us the truth about what they believe. Mm-hmm. One of the reasons they don't like Bernie Sanders. And Bernie Sanders, too, is not a democratic socialist. Mm-hmm. As Trump pointed out, he most certainly is a communist.
Yes, exactly.
But the other thing.
Yeah, he's further down the yellow brick road than these documented democratic socialists that Trevor talks about. Trevor's a dear friend. He's been on with us, consistently for the last, 6-7 years. And his research, I mean, he's the kind of guy, if you want to look for Trevor, you can't find him anywhere. He's in the library because he's researching. He's the only guy that I know of that vetted Barack Obama. And he said, here's Barack Obama. Here's his background. Here's his mentors, from Frank Marshall Davies all the way up to, his connections there in Chicago with Bill Ayers and Dorn and that. And everybody else just wanted to turn a blind eye to it, and they still do. But, his influences continue to be here, and he was one of those ones you talk about projection, but also he was a charmer, and he's very, very influential, very charming, and people, believed what he said instead of what he did. And, as we've been trying to remind everybody, let's just look at the fruit. Look at the fruit and the results of their governance. And it's clear after 8 years of Barack Obama, what you're going to get. And it was a little bit of taste of, the socialistic policies that these, Democratic presidential candidates would like to offer up to us.
That's precisely right. I couldn't agree more. And plus, you know, since we continue to catch Democrats in lie after lie after lie, mischaracterization, miscarriages of justice, does anybody think they're going to tell us the full truth about their ideology either? No. They're not. And the flip side I was going to say about Obama is that not only do you have this evil ideology that he tried to cover up, but his, as you pointed out brilliantly, the fruits of his ideology were patently clear. But look at the corruption that he had to engage in order to affect that kind of thing.
Exactly.
And I believe that one of the reasons Donald Trump is such an enormous threat to these people is because his very presence in the Oval Office stands to expose all of the corruption and the misdeeds and the dirty dealings that these socialists have been trying to put forth on the American people and on the government.
Exactly.
And he's doing exactly what he promised, and that's why they need to get rid of him.
Right.
They think.
Well, and as you say, I mean, he has been an exposing agent. You imagine if Hillary Clinton was in the Oval Office, corruption would be, it would be a runaway train. And I believe that this is still the big challenge for Donald Trump. He's exposed it, but it's like we've got to go the full Monty on it. And really call it out for what it is. You know, Karen, you and I talked before. All the three-letter agencies of our government have been corrupted. And it's going to require a serious, focused attack on this. And I believe many Americans are waiting for that. Because, you know, if we're really, truly going to be great again, we've got to cut this cancer out. And it's going to take some courage. It's going to take some tenacity. And it's going to take support. I don't believe that Donald Trump can do this by himself. Reinforcements need to be sent in, you know, to support him and people of courage that can, that aren't afraid to go after the deep state and these traditionalists and these elites that have been running rampant, throughout the Beltway at the people's expense. This is why we're $23 trillion in debt in part. So we've got more from Karen Cataline after this, so stay with us.
February is Heart Health Month. Give your heart the attention it deserves with Quantum Nutrition Lab's 3 featured supplements formulated to support healthy blood pressure, healthy blood sugar, and circulation. Each are buy 2, get the 3rd one free. And be sure to get your free copy of the Biofield Diet. Now is the time to commit to making your heart health a priority year-round. Call 888-588-7578. That's 888-588-7578. Or visit us online at qnlabs.com. That's qnlabs.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bob Marshall, PhD, host of Healthline. Tune in to get your questions answered and hear the latest breakthrough information for you and your family. Our product line, Quantum Nutrition Labs, delivers what others only promise, nutrition that really works.
You know, most people don't know they're missing the most important nutritional components in their diet. You know, if we really want to feel good and not miss work and get the most of each day, then we need the immune and growth factors in bovine colostrum. As a newborn, colostrum passes on immunity from our mother's lineage. It helps our body recognize when we're under attack and fights all those nasty microbes we're exposed to from birth. But the most important job colostrum does for newborns is to seal our GI tract. Unfortunately, it doesn't stay sealed. Leaky gut affects 8 out of 10 people, passing undigested foods, germs, and toxins into our bloodstream. It happened to me and caused unbelievable trauma to my immune system and gut. Fortunately, Sovereign Laboratories Colostrum LD can help. Taken daily as part of a healthy lifestyle, Colostrum LD can help you feel good every day. I feel great on this product. To learn more, go to PreventLeakyGut.com. That's PreventLeakyGut.com.
Extend your life with
Extendivite. Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Wayne has to say.
Extendivite. I have been taking it for about 2 years, and I had really bad heart palpitations. And since I've been taking it, I don't have any major episodes at all anymore. I'm 76 years old, and I still play competitive basketball.
Well, of course, I've taken care of myself really good since I was 60, but Extendivite really helped the blood pressure, really helped the... I used to get really bad episodes of heart palpitations, just skipping beats and double beats. But also, I wanted to tell you that I really appreciate your broadcast. They're just really refreshing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
We don't see color here. We just love America.
Where this hurting, you show me what healing can do. Where this hatred, you show me how kindness can move. Where this fear deep inside, I won't run, I won't hide. I'll give you all of me so that you can see every broken piece in the open of my heart.
Hey, we're back with you, as we are every day, Monday through Friday, by the grace of God, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific, 14 minutes before the top of the hour. Karen Cattling continues with us. Tell me what some of your favorite, I mean, there's so many highlights, it's hard to, you know, people say, what was your favorite highlight? They say, oh my gosh, I mean, let me count the ways. I mean, I love the acknowledgement of the Brigadier, 100 years old. Donald Trump gives him a star, you know, that afternoon. You know, that was just so awesome that he was able to do that, right?
Yeah. Well, as an overall comment, and I don't know how many people other than, you know, people who are constantly looking at strategy, among other things like ideology, which is key, mm-hmm. is that this is the first time, even including Reagan. Reagan was close, but this is the first time we've had a media master on our side of the aisle for once.
Right.
And this guy always takes it. He understands political theater like no other Republican in the Beltway at all, bar none. And I saw that early. That's why I became a Trump supporter early.
Mm-hmm.
And also because I knew more of who he was than some people. I'd lived in New York when he built the Woolman Rink. But that said,
yes.
He took it the extra step. He did the theatrical payoff. He didn't just introduce people. He didn't just introduce spectacular and unbelievable Rush Limbaugh, having
yes.
the courage, never thinking, oh, they won't like that. You know what? Mm. As soon as he thinks they don't like that, that's when he does it.
Right.
And he doesn't just do that. He gives them the medal right then and there.
Exactly.
He doesn't just mm-hmm. say, we hope we're going to bring that. I mean, we saw that. Every single one of his introductions had resolution, had either a surprise ending that was a feel-good moment, and the feel-good moment was honest and true and genuine. You got what you got.
Exactly.
And I think that is the real core of Donald Trump's loyalty and support, his authenticity in a giant, vast river of lies and deceit in Washington, D.C. So God love him. I don't ever say qualify my unabashed respect for this guy, for what he has accomplished. And just one other thing, because I could go on.
Mm.
The drastic difference, the unbelievable contrast between the glum faces last night mm-hmm. and the happy, cheering, giddy, delighted people at success for blacks, success for Hispanics, success for Americans, pride for Americans. So you can have black pride, but you can't have American pride.
Right,
I mean,
yeah.
they showed that they cheer American failure, and they are and they hate success.
Yes.
And that's really what it is.
Mm-hmm.
And it's and it's a blessing to have it illustrated. That's
right.
the other thing is to have these people exposed. I love the fact that we are in disarray right now. I'm sick and tired of people saying that we all have to get along. We have to take it down a notch. No, we are having the discussion in this country that has been a long time coming for decades, mm-hmm. and we're going to have a discussion mm-hmm. this election about socialism versus free markets, capitalism, and freedom.
You know, all these people who have been leading the charge and the cancel culture and the invalidation and political correctness, they're the ones that want you to tamp it down because people have finally got fed up and saying, you know, enough of your silliness. I mean, this is insane. I mean, what has it gotten us? And Donald Trump last night did more to unify this country than any other politician, especially on the left, because they want us to be divided. They want us to be, as you know, Dr. Wilfred Riley, the professor out of Kentucky, says they want us to be siloed. You know, think about that.
Oh.
When we're in our individual, we're not communicating. And this gets frustrating for people. But Donald Trump mm-hmm. brought the nation together, as you said. Every color, creed, you know, all represented. I mean, this is what America is all about, and we could cheer about it and realize that the reason that this can take place is because of America. I you know, there was so much, as you say, there were so many highlights in there, and boy, I'll tell you, did tears come to your eyes when Sergeant First Class Townsend Williams comes home from his fourth deployment to the Middle East to meet up with his wife, Amy, was totally unsuspecting. And here he comes down, and it's like, wow. I mean, you know, God bless America.
I definitely had tears in my eyes. And it was the beauty of picking something, not only that the great majority, the people that he knows he serves,
mm-hmm.
love and care about and are offended. I mean, just his war regarding the American flag and kneeling for the American flag was just the opening salvo in pointing out that he's got an opposition that truly does hate this country. They've mm-hmm. been marinated in hatred for this country.
Yeah.
That's amazing to say. I don't
exactly.
even like saying it. But if you couldn't see that last night watching, one other thing that I think was the upshot of this, Bill, and that is, you know, the Solomonsky rules for radicals.
Yes, exactly.
They believe in isolating and marginalizing the opposition.
Mm-hmm.
Because of the sheer strength of Trump's character and conviction, he has succeeded in marginalizing them. And he always does it. He turns the table on them every mm. time. They do something to him, it comes back in their face. It's the story of Haman and Esther and Purim.
Exactly. Right.
They end up getting hoisted by their own petard, mm. and now they're the marginalized one, and they're slowly but surely becoming marginalized, their ideology as well. And frankly, this needs to happen because they will not stop. They will not quit. They're probably working on new articles of impeachment right now, and
exactly.
the only thing you can do is defeat them and defeat them handily.
Well, my projection, I got to tell you, Karen, is that what the Democrats have done, they've really destroyed this party, and what we're seeing is the slow and steady erosion of it. I believe that after the 2020 elections, there is going to be such a sweep, and it'll be so resoundingly clear that the Democrats are going to have to call time out and rebuild their party because they're going to be in shambles, and rightfully so for what they've perpetrated on America. And the moderate Democrats are going to be the one to, you know, put it back together again, the Joe Manchins and that. But it's going to take a period of time because they will be a shell of themselves. And the opportunity for America, and I believe conservatives and Republicans, will be that we can really address some serious issues like, you know, entitlement reform, this budget, this runaway budget that's at $23 trillion. I was talking with the Secretary of the Interior a couple of weeks ago in Las Vegas, Dave Bernhardt. And in fact, he was last night's lone survivor. Which I thought was really quite interesting. And they said, well, yeah, it's not really in the movie. I mean, it's not only in the movie, but it's the real thing that you have somebody who is a representative of the government who's set aside and protected in a bunker in case, you know, the country would be attacked and, you know, there would be this impact. So he was there. But anyway, what a great guy. He's eight seats away from in secession to the presidency. But just a really, really neat man. And, you know, I appreciated his heart and what he had to share. But I told him, I said, in the president's initial administration, he always asked people, go, how are we doing on jobs? How are we doing on jobs? How are we doing on jobs? And look what happened. Look what we're doing. I mean, because of the focus of that, we're doing great. I mean, you know, we got more jobs than people. I mean, the new jobs, manufacturing coming back has been absolutely outstanding. How, you know, Donald Trump and the administration's policies have rebuilt the middle class. And I told the secretary, I said, do me a favor. Congratulate the president for focusing on jobs. But after he gets reelected, have him focus on the deficit. And what the question should be is, how are we doing on the deficit? How are we doing on the deficit? And watch that deficit start going in the, you know, in the right direction. Instead of $23 trillion, we'll start seeing 22, 21. We'll start making a dent. But we can't do it when we're encumbered by the Democrats who insist on quid pro quo, you know, in terms of the budget. You know, the president needed to rebuild the military. And they said, okay, we'll give you the military budget, but we want this. Isn't that quid pro quo?
Yeah, every president's done it.
Yeah.
But 1 minute that Obama on his hot mic when he said, you know, I'll do what I can.
Medvedev,
election. And that's not a quid pro quo. I mean, of course it is. It's horse trading.
Well, of course. And that's how we got to $23 trillion in debt. And as if that's not enough, you got these, you know, think about it. You got these Democratic presidential candidates out there quid pro quoing the voter politics saying, look, you vote for me. You know, they're buying the people's vote. You vote for me and I'll give you free tuition. You vote for me and you got health care.
Absolutely.
Right?
Free everything. Just vote for me. And if you don't, I'll import a whole bunch of new voters, which I will anyway.
So here, the $23 trillion starts looking like $30, $35 trillion. What is that
going to
mean?
Yep.
Get ready, ladies and gentlemen. Put on your crash helmets. Hey, it's going to be a lot of fun. But, of course, this afternoon, we'll wait for the fait accompli. And the final punctuation of the State of the Union will be the acquittal of President Donald J. Trump. What do you say?
What we say in Hebrew is Baruch Hashem, praise God.
Amen.
That's what we say.
Karen Cataline, thank you, Karen. Take care.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, May 29th to June 1st for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient civilizations, crop circles, and so much more. Over 150 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts, Paul Hellyer, Linda Moulton Howe, Nick Pope, Emery Smith, Stephen Greer, Russell Targ, Doc Wallach, Leslie Kane, and more. Get your tickets at ContactInTheDesert.com. It's time to make contact. ContactInTheDesert.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, but I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.